on the low post, kicks it out, three-pointer Nick Werner, it's good. Nick Werner hits the three-point bucket and Minden has jumped out to a 5-0 lead over the Eagles. Rojas into the front court. On the left wing to Renaud. Renaud tries to force it inside, the ball knocked away. Second Wood River turnover, up the floor with it, Choquette didn't have numbers, and as he brings it in, we've got a blocking foul. They're going to say no shot, but that is why he left his feet. So even though it's a foul, no free throws. It's on Dylan Mayfield. That is our first foul of the game. It'll be Minden ball underneath their own hoop. And Choquette to throw it in. Finally has to go out top to DeLate. Into the hands of Miller. They'll set up their half court. Nothing doing on the inbounds play. To Choquette, down to Muller. Tried to poke it away. Mitchell gets it back at the high post and kicks it out. Choquette off the high pick and roll. Brings it around, kicks it to Muller. Muller's eight-footer, good. If you got a big guy that can do more than just hit layups, that pick and roll is much more effective. You can bring him out of the paint, and Muller gets his second bucket. It's 7-0. Minden is out to play here. Not senior night for them, but next to last home game. Top of the key, here's Rojas for three, and he's got the first bucket of the ball game for Wood River. Number three with a three, and it's 7-3. Minden. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Werner across the timeline, guarded by Rojas to the elbow. There's Muller, back cut, Choquette. Nobody covered him, and Jacob has the layup. They doubled on the big fella, and he just hit the back cut. First bucket for Choquette, 9-3. Minden by six. Minden's offense pretty efficient so far. Off the pick, here's Bossert straight away, 16-footer, and Dan knocks it down. Just a simple ball strained at the top of the circle allowed Bossert to move inside and knock down the J. 4:30 to go, first quarter. 9-5 Minden already. Off a couple of picks, looking at the three. Werner decides to drive in on Rojas. Stopped on the block right side. Needs some help. Kicks it out. Now back out for a three-pointer. That's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound by Choquette off the Werner miss. Kicks it out on the wing to Miller. Miller crossover, stops at the elbow, dumps it back into the corner to Choquette. Everybody down on the baseline. Now Choquette dribbles to the top of the key, kicks it out of the wing for a three-pointer. Werner, too strong. Long rebound, comes all the way back out to Nick. And Wood River's missed some opportunities. Werner takes a tough shot inside, no good. Got his rebound yet again. And now the ball is tipped away and stolen by Rojas. Two on one, up ahead to Bossert. Bossert, fade away, no good. He was off balance, didn't get his feet, and Muller will get his first rebound of the game and then turn it over. Miller was trying to get up the floor without the basketball there and stepped out of bounds. Second Minden turnover. 9-5 your score. In favor of Minden, they scored the first 7 points of the game. Left-hand corner, Baugh. Baugh down low. To Dylan Mayfield. Back out Baugh for the three. Around and out, no good. Muller pulls down his second board. Outlet pass front court. Open is DeLate. DeLate takes it in and a charging foul. DeLate thought he had a little room to take it in, and Matt Renaud will take that charge. First foul on DeLate. First foul on Minden. And into the game for Minden. Here's Jonas Lovin. We'll have to keep an eye on him, see how that injury is doing. And Trevor Jacobson, 5'10 senior, also checks into the basketball game. Choquette and Werner and DeLate stay on the floor. Wood River ball, try to lob it down to Mayfield, kicks it out in the corner. Rojas, quick three, good. Jaime Rojas with 2 3-pointers, and Wood River has cut the lead to 1-9-8 with 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Werner brings the ball up the floor on Rojas. A little one-on-one, man-to-man. Spins by him, takes it to the paint. Turnaround jumper from 10, no good. Rojas will get the rebound. Jaime kicks it over to Baugh on the left wing. Down low on the post, they'll get it to Renaud. Kicks it back out. And nothing doing. Back over to Renaud. In the game for Wood River, that's Chris Loy. So you got Loy, Mayfield, and Renaud in there with your guards, Rojas and Baugh. Rojas on the left wing. Kicks it up top. Mayfield, Dylan decides to drive. Steps in between the double team. It's stripped out of his hands. The ball's loose on the floor. Out of bounds. Off of Wood River. Third turnover for the Eagles. Checking in for Wood River will be Damian Martinez, 5'10 junior guard. Men's college basketball, it's coming down to the wire. Creighton 64, Butler 63, 20 seconds to go. on ESPN 1460, 1550. Creighton cannot afford to lose to one of the bottom teams in the Big East, even if it is on the road, especially after losing to St. John's Sunday. Minden basketball up top with the drive and the kick out. Choquette, three-pointer on the way, 11. It spins out, no good. Offensive rebound, back up once, no good. Second time by DeLate, no good. And then coming out of there with it is going to be Jacob Choquette. They'll try again, and another offensive foul on Minden. Backing in, Jonas Lovin will be called for the foul. Both Minden fouls have been offensive. And back into the ball game, Miller and Muller, the law firm, here for Minden. 1:49 to go, and after that quick 7-0 start, Minden has really hit the wall hard. Only 2 points here in the last 4 minutes. Rojas into the front court, gives it off to Baugh. Looking for their first lead of the game. Pick and roll, got it down to Mayfield. He'll drive and score. On the assist from Nate Baugh, and Wood River has taken the lead by a score of 10-9. After falling down 7-0, it's a 10-2 run. Off the pick, driving in, kicking it out, Miller. Here's Choquette. He'll make a move left side of the lane, off the glass and in. Choquette with his second bucket, 11-10. Wood River quickly gets it into the front court. Martinez on the left wing, gets it back to the trailer, Rojas. To Baugh, pull up three for Nate, no good. Rebound tore down by Choquette. He's already got four here in the first quarter. 1 minute to go in the opening stanza, 11-10. Minden with the ball, Jacobson into the front court. He'll dribble it out to the center circle. Over on the right side of the key is Miller. Lobs it into Muller in the paint. He's double-teamed, goes backside, and Jacobson has the shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Minden. Trying to see who got a hand on that. I think it was Rojas. And Jaime's going to check out. Baugh's going to check out. Mayfield's going to check out. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. They get it to Jacobson. Trying to set a couple of screens here for Choquette. They get him the ball, but he's covered well. To Muller outside the arc. Starts to dribble. Back cut by Jacobson. He's covered. Back up top, Miller. Miller hands the ball on the right wing to Lovin. Three-pointer good. Jonas Lovin off the screen. Knocks down his first bucket. 14-10 Minden. Back-to-back buckets. Gets the lead back out to four. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Martinez dribbles right side for the Eagles. Gives it to Tanner Gideon. Gideon back up between the circles. 12 seconds. Renault starts the drive. Nothing there. Bossert, into the corner for a 15-footer. It's no good by Gideon. The ball grabbed by Choquette, then it's knocked out of his hands with 2.6 to go here in the quarter. So let's see if Minden can hoist up something from about half court. They get all their starters back in the ball game for this play, it looks like. Well, no, now they're going to keep Lovin in. Lovin to throw it in. Throws it to half court. Knocked away, stolen by Bossert, and his shot at the horn. Well, they didn't start the clock, and that is the end of the quarter. The referee blows it dead. They forgot to start the clock. Doesn't matter. Turnover, shot no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. And your score is Minden 14, Wood River 10. You're listening to High School Hoops on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Classic hits, 98.9 FM.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's get the second quarter underway. The ball belongs to the Minden Whippets as they have a 14-10 lead after one quarter of play. They had 12 rebounds to just two for Wood River. To the baseline, the jumper is up and in by Adam DeLate. And DeLate has his first bucket of the basketball game. So after falling down 11-10, or 10-9, that's seven straight for Minden. Wood River gets it to Rojas, just about stepped out of bounds, kicks it out on the wing. Bossert for three, and he'll hit it. 5 points now for Dan Bossert. That's the third three for Wood River. Both teams were 2 of 6 beyond the arc in that first quarter of play. Driving, Choquette lost the handle. It bounces off a leg and out of bounds. The Wood River fans didn't like it. It looked like it went off of Choquette's leg, but they say no. Back here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. First minute of the second quarter, it is 16-13 Minden. Each team had three turnovers in the first quarter. Wood River did not shoot a free throw, and neither did Minden. Minden basketball, high post, Warner. Warner tries to hand it off. The ball's knocked away by Bossert. Fast break the other way. Rojas to Bossert. He lays it up and in on the assist from Rojas, and Bossert's the one that made the steal. So it's 16-15, a game of mini runs here in the first quarter. Minden started out 7-0. Then they were behind by a score of 10-9. Then they go up 16-10. Now it's 16-15. Minden with the ball and a one-point lead against the man-to-man defense of the Eagles. Choquette puts his heads down. He's just going to drive in and score. Nothing special about that. Choquette came from the left wing, got to the free throw line, and cut it straight up for the bucket. 6 points now to lead the way for Minden for Jacob Choquette. Bossert has 7, and Rojas, a couple of threes, has 6 for Wood River. 18-15. Whippets by 3. Right elbow Bossert. Out on the wing, he'll get it to Renault. And we've got a foul away from the basketball. And it's going to go on Minden. Jonathan Miller battling underneath there with Rojas, who is trying to get posted up. It'll be Wood River ball underneath their own hoop. Bossert to throw it in. Off a couple of picks, there's Rojas off the screen. The long three is no good. That also means a long rebound. And Nate Baugh, did he grab it? Yes, he did. And then it's poked out of his hands. It'll stay Wood River basketball. They'll lob it down to the corner to Rojas. He was looking for a cutter, not there, so he drives, dishes it off on the low block. Short jumper is up and in by Matt Renault, and he'll score his first bucket. 18-17, Minden by 1. Wood River led by 1 point one time here in the first half. Top of the circle, Jonathan Miller. Baugh, hands on him. Miller lost the ball, got it back. His pass over to Choquette, knocked out of bounds by Bossert. It'll be Minden ball at midcourt. Minden on this four-game losing streak. Gothenburg twice, Ainsworth and Cozad, all conference opponents. Their last four wins, Valentine, McCook, St. Paul, and Ogallala. And Wood River in this five-game stretch, Arcadia Loup City, Shelton, Central City, St. Paul. They also beat Gibbon, who ended up being the conference tournament champions. Those are their last five wins. They're 5-2 in their last seven games. That key win, obviously, Gibbon. Choquette starts to dribble. Didn't like where he was going. He'll get out of there with it. Brings it back out to the right side of the key to Matt Ekstrom, who's checked in. Ekstrom's first shot is a three, and it's up and in. Matt Ekstrom buries the bucket. It's 21-17. Four-point lead. Muller is posted up at the other end, and getting the turnaround leaner up and in is going to be Dylan Mayfield. As Wood River wasted no time after that three, getting back and getting a two of their own, 21-19. Two-point lead for Minden. Top of the key, Ekstrom. Over on the left wing, they get it to DeLate. Back up top, Choquette. Choquette again drives the middle of the lane, dishes it off to Muller on the block right side, tries to power it up, no good, got his own rebound. He's hammered by most of the Wood River team. And Muller will go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the basketball game for either team. The foul is on Jaime Rojas. That'll be his first, just the second team foul on Wood River. Three fouls so far on Minden. And Mitch Muller, 4 points, three rebounds. His first free throw is on the way and no good. Checking in now for Minden, Martinez, Gideon, and Loy. Baugh will stay out there, and so will Mayfield. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up at half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Muller's free throw, no good, didn't get either one, and the rebound comes down to Martinez. That's just the fourth rebound of the game for Wood River. Martinez brings it into the front court. Goes Mayfield, top of the circle, off the pick. There's Baugh, open three. Rattles around off the glass and in. Nate Baugh with his first bucket of the basketball game. And the lead back to Wood River, 22-21. They've been down seven, took the lead. Then they fell down six and have come back to take the lead. Ekstrom, left-hand corner, and they're going to call in for the walk. Ekstrom just decided he wanted to back up with the basketball, and they say he took two steps before he put the ball on the floor. Fifth turnover for Minden. 4:05 to go here in the second quarter. It is Wood River 22 and Minden 21. Martinez working on Ekstrom quickly up the floor to the left elbow. Mayfield with his back to the basket. Gives it off to Gideon. Back up top, Martinez drives the left side of the lane. Good help defense by Choquette. Makes him give it off to Baugh. Baugh goes out, now goes in. Nice move to the hoop. Steps through the double team and lays it up and in. Beautiful move by the sophomore guard, Nate Baugh. And it's 24-21. Wood River now leads it by three. Minden holds the ball with Choquette on the right side of the key. Off the pick, switch there. Lovin over there with Loy on the defense. Here's Choquette. His runner comes up short. And the ball grabbed by Dylan Mayfield. Up the floor, Wood River wants to run. Gideon comes in. His jumper good. And a big run by Wood River. And Minden is going to call timeout with 3:11 to go here in the first half of play. It is 26-21, Wood River leading at Minden. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Shelter Insurance. Joe Methy, now's the time to see Joe for a check of your home, auto, and life insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden. As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. 3:05 to go here in the first half. And Wood River is now up 26-21. Minden out of the timeout, gets it down to DeLate. Block right side, turns and scores. Second bucket for Adam DeLate. And that'll cut the deficit down to three, 26-23. Here's a pick and roll down low, driving in. The shot no good from Renault, partially blocked in there. Choquette got the rebound off the DeLate block. And Minden can tie it with a three. They've hit three. Four threes have been hit by Wood River. DeLate into the corner to Ekstrom. Ekstrom tries to dribble out of there. Now gets it back down to the block to DeLate. Off-balance leaner, no good. Got his own rebound. Tip try, no good. Then he goes over the back to tip it out to his own teammate. And they'll get another chance here. Lovin back up top to Choquette. Minden has had multiple possessions with two, three shots at it. They're hitting the offensive glass. Driving and kicking is Jacobson. Ball gets deflected, and it's lost away, though. Minden with their third turnover of the quarter. Rojas trying to weave his way through traffic, and as he comes in, has his shot blocked by Ekstrom, but Minden picks it up, or Wood River picks it up to Baugh. Baugh for three. And Nate Baugh with 8 points in the quarter, 29-23. It was 16-10 Minden, and since then a 19-7 run. Minden ball trailing by six, trying to work off the screen. Is Choquette, gives it to Jacobson. He drives underneath DeLate, missed the layup somehow, and then a foul underneath. As a great drive, a great pass, the shot somehow rattled around. And a foul going to be called here on Wood River as DeLate got his fifth board. Foul is on. Jake Skeen. I did not see Jake in there. I don't think that's correct. I think it was on Bossert. Nonetheless, it's a foul on Wood River, and the ball belongs to Minden. Driving in, stopping is Werner. Has a player land on him and then passes it off. Here's Miller, and he stops and walks. He tried to stop. Minden, four turnovers in the quarter. Wood River, none. One of the reasons the Eagles have been able to put some points up. outscoring Minden 19-9 so far here in the second quarter of play. And we're down to a minute 10 to go before halftime. 29-23. Wood River, Bossert with the ball. Tried the pick and roll, not there. Kicks it over to Baugh. Baugh knocked out of his hands by Miller. He got it back. Dribbles back out, left side of the key. Reverses it to Rojas. Rojas trying to use the screen. Lobs it to the baseline, but threw it behind Mayfield and out of bounds. First turnover of the quarter for Wood River. 51 seconds to go before halftime. And Minden will throw the basketball in against some full court pressure. Over the top, they'll go to Werner. Werner decides not to attack, even though they had numbers. He'll bring it out between the circles. 40 seconds to go. Bounce pass to the high post to Late. Back over for a three-pointer. Werner fires. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Mayfield, and here comes Wood River. Baugh, top of the circle. Mayfield, the trailer, brings it at Muller, and Muller going to be called for a blocking foul. Two free throws coming up for the Eagles. That's the first foul on Mitch Muller. That's probably one that could have went as a no call. Muller was standing there for a long, long time. And Dylan Mayfield will go to the line for the first free throws of the night for Wood River. And it's up and in. 5 points for Mayfield. 30-23. Eagles, 26 seconds to go before halftime. And a second free throw for Mayfield on the way, and it is good. So Mayfield hits them both in the lead. 8. So after being down 7, Wood River has turned it around. They're up 8. Minden ball trying to get another bucket here before halftime. Werner holds the ball right side of the key. Up top, Choquette. Choquette, back cut. Oh, it's taken by DeLate, but he scores. There were two open guys there. DeLate able to score. Still have 8 seconds. Baseball pass to the other end. Bossert is clubbed as he goes underneath the hoop with just under 6 seconds to go. So Wood River's having trouble getting rebounds. Minden a couple of times has had trouble getting back on defense. And DeLate with his second personal foul. At the line to shoot two will be Dan Bossert. And the first free throw is up, and it is good. 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game for Bossert. 32-25 Wood River. Just under 6 seconds to go here in the first half. And the second free throw on the way. Bouncing off the rim and through. Bossert hits them both. Wood River will throw it in short to Choquette. Choquette dribbles through the double team. A runner from the top of the key. Oh, it banked around, rolled around, and would go. And that's the end of the first half of play. And your score, the Wood River Eagles 33, the Minden Whippets 25. You're listening to high school basketball action on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, including a chat with Minden girls coach Rick Cremosta right after this timeout.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations. The value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We'll work over the PA announcer here and talk to the head coach of the Minden Girls, Rick Cremosta. It's been a very great night here in Minden. They are honoring the state champion girls golf team. They're honoring now here at halftime of the boys game the state volleyball team that was the runner-up this year, and they're hoping to add another banner when this season is over. But let's talk about where they've been and where they're going. Coach Rick Cremosta, Congratulations, Coach. Undefeated regular season is the storyline tonight. Congrats.
Yeah, you know, it's a game we needed to get through, and last home game, last regular season game. So it was good to see the girls come out and play as they did tonight.
That last home game, there's always the other things that are going on at senior night. You only have two, but two of the greatest players that have ever played basketball here, if not the two greatest, in Brooke and Jamie. And Minden came out and made a couple baskets early. It's 15-7. I think that's kind of as the seasons went, though. Some teams hang with you a little bit, but your pace just really seemed to wear them down. They seemed tired by the end of the first quarter with the pace of this game.
Yeah, that could be the case, Doug. We just keep battling. And in the second quarter, we were able to get some stuff going pretty good. And, you know, that's kind of the way it's went some games. So
you haven't been tested much, and I guess kind of the responses are pretty much the same. You go out, you play your game, and you blow people out. Where do you see things continuing to grow with this team?
Well, I don't know. We've been tested, Doug. We've been tested. But, you know, I tell the girls every night, you know, we're playing against ourselves. And we got to get better at what we do. And, you know, they've competed well this year. And, you know, the regular season's over. That doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot anymore. So we move on to the second season now.
As you get ready for sub-districts next week, everybody's going to be talking about next Thursday if Kearney Catholic can beat Centura and if you get by your first-round game. That's been all that anybody's wanted to talk about all year. How have you guys handled it?
I seriously doubt if our kids even know Kearney Catholic's in our sub-district.
Yeah, uh-huh. You can't give me that one. I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. But the good thing is, no matter what happens, both the teams are going to the state tournament.
Yeah, it looks that way, Doug. So, you know, as far as Kearney, they're a tremendous basketball team. It'll be a good ball game. There's no question about that. And our kids are looking forward to sub-district play and the second season, if you would, it will. And so it'll be a fun time. And we know we've got to compete awful well. And we just got to keep getting better. And the kids are enjoying the season. And it's not a grind for them yet. So we've got a couple weeks of basketball left, hopefully.
Besides, and I've asked you this before, but besides Taylor coming in and giving you three Kissingers, what's the biggest difference from this team from this year to last year? Because outside of her, it's basically the same pieces on the floor.
Well, Doug, I think, I think all the kids have improved. That's the first thing. You know, Brooke and Jamie have definitely elevated their game this year. You know, they are great leaders. They're hungry, you know, and they know it's coming close to an end. So, you know, I think everybody's elevated their game. And, of course, she's a tremendous ball player too. But Rebecca Stewart and Allie Rouse and Jenna Denny, Addie Woodward, you know, they've all done a great job for us. They all understand their roles, and they're hungry. There's no question about it.
The one thing I noticed tonight and I knew was true about your ball club is that it doesn't matter what the score is or who's in the game. They're playing the full 32 minutes, even if the clock happens to be running during part of that. I mean, Addie Woodward still getting steals, still hustling. They're not just waiting for the game to be over. They're playing every second that they're out there.
Yeah, you know, and we've had some games where it hasn't been that way, Doug. You know, we've had some big leads at halftime, and we've came out and you know, never really brought our intensity. And tonight I challenged them at halftime. I said, our full court stuff is done with, but we need to bear down and play great dig in defense in the half court. And I said, you owe it to these two seniors to finish this game out. And I think they did that a little bit for James and Brooks tonight a little bit.
And Rick, hopefully a lot of basketball season still to go, but it is the final game at home for Brooke and Jamie. Just a quick thought on their final home game here.
Well, you know, what can you say? They're tremendous players. They're great, great student athletes. They great individuals, unselfish. You know, you can go right down the line and talk about, you know, so many different things about them. But, you know, I've told them before, it's going to be a sad day next year when I don't put James and Brooks' name in that scorebook. But somebody else will step up. They're moving on to bigger and better, I shouldn't say better, but bigger challenges in their life. And basketball's a passion of theirs, and they play that way, and they deserve all the accolades they've received.
All right, Rick, we will see you at Sub-Districts next week. Congratulations on the perfect season so far, and hopefully keep it going.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, buddy. Rick Cremosta joining us here. Halftime of the boys' game, the girls' game. Minden put up 56 points in the first half and cruised to the 74-20 win. Jamie Kissinger in her final home game had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks. Brooke Kissinger had 11 points, 13 points for Taylor Kissinger, and Rebecca Stewart had 18 points and 9 rebounds. It's 33-25 Wood River halftime of the boys' game. We'll give you the numbers right after this.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Let's take a look at the first half stats here on our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. For Minden, I had Jacob Choquette with 6 points and 6 rebounds. Matt Ekstrom hit a three-pointer. He has a blocked shot. Nick Werner, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Jonathan Miller, a rebound. Jonas Levin has hit a three-point bucket. Adam DeLate, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. And Mitchell Muller has 4 points and 3 rebounds. 25 points here at halftime, 17 rebounds, 0 out of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 7 turnovers for Minden. For Wood River, they hardly missed it all in the second quarter. Nate Baugh, 8 points and a rebound. Jaime Rojas, 6 points, a rebound, and a block. Damian Martinez, a rebound. Tanner Gideon, 2 points. Dylan Mayfield, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Matt Renault, 2 points, and Dan Bossert leads the way with 9 points. 10 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second. Wood River has 33 points, 7 rebounds. 4 out of 4 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block and 4 turnovers at the half. It's Wood River 33 and Minden 25. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation, and the second half is next.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Doug Duda back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as Wood River will get the ball to start the third quarter of play, equaling their largest lead of 8 at the half, 33-25. And a zone defense to start it off, so Baugh will fire the three. It's no good. Mitch Muller will get the rebound. Wood River hit 3 threes in the third. They were 4 of 4 from the free throw line. They put up 23 points, and they only had 1 turnover. That's how they took the lead off a couple of picks top of the key for Werner. Werner has it knocked out of his hands. Eighth Minden turnover. Across the timeline, Bossert feeds it to Baugh. Waits for the rest of the team up to Rojas. Got behind his defender. Gives it inside Renault. Nice pass underneath to Bossert. Ball deflected out of his hands. It's loose. It's picked up by Mayfield, and he'll be fouled on a shot attempt. Dylan Mayfield will go to the line and shoot two. The foul called on Nick Werner. That'll be his first foul situation. DeLate has two. And the only player in the game for either team. And the free throw by Mayfield is up and in. 34-25. Second free throw on the way. It's good. 35-25. A 10-point lead for the Wood River Eagles. And Mayfield is 4 of 4 at the line. Minden was up 7-0 at the start of the game, but has not been able to keep that momentum going. They had a 16-10 lead. Here's DeLate from the right elbow, and the 14-footer is good. DeLate leads the team with 8 points, 35-27. Wood River quickly up the floor. DeLate knocked it away, but it went right to Rojas, who's underneath the Mayfield for the layup. Once it looked like they were going to get the steal, Minden headed the other way, and that let Mayfield all by himself, and he has the first 4 points of the half and 10 of the game for Wood River. 37-27, Minden trailing by 10 off the pick. Choquette, he decides to come inside, drive, kick it out on the wing for the three. It's up and in. Nick Werner with his second three-pointer of the game. 37-30, now Minden needs a stop, and the ball's kicked. Yeah, late whistle. It went way up in the air, and that's the only way it could have went way up in the air. It was kicked out of Rojas' hands. Might have even got his arm there a little bit as he checks that out. So Wood River ball in front of their own bench. Rojas into the left-hand corner. Baugh can't leave him alone. He buries it. Third three for Nate Baugh. You've got to know where he's at all times. And it's 40-30. So the Minden three answered by a Baugh three. Werner spins to the right elbow, backs out. Off the pick, here's another three-pointer for Miller, and he scores. First bucket of the ball game for Jonathan Miller. 40-33. Wood River, 6 minutes to go. Third quarter of play. Rojas trying to work his way off Choquette to Baugh. Inside they'll go Mayfield. Back to Baugh. Another three. That one is no good. Backside rebound grabbed by the Eagles. Rojas is over there to get his second. Tries to go across to Baugh. The ball knocked away Miller, but he couldn't save it. It'll stay Wood River basketball. In men's college basketball tonight, Creighton hangs on to beat Butler 68-63. Michigan State 85-70 over Northwestern. Minnesota has an early 14-9 lead over Wisconsin as Wood River drops it inside. Renaud squares up and from point blank range will score. Second bucket for Matt. And Wood River really, really shooting well since the first quarter. Miller drives in, lost the ball on the way up, and will be called for the travel. A 9-point Wood River lead. If they shoot like this, they are very, very tough to beat. And, of course, they're in a pretty darn good sub-district. As the ball's ahead to Bossert, top of the key, Renault's out there with it. They sag on him in the 1-3-1 zone. Try to go inside to Mayfield, knocked away by Muller, and now a foul called as the ball gets loose. And the foul's going to be called on Minden's Jonathan Miller, his second foul of the half. And Wood River will throw it in. Midcourt with it is Nate Baugh. Baugh trapped, gives it over to Bossert. Left side of the key. Everybody's over here. And again, it's knocked out of bounds. So a lot of reaching and poking, and the ball is starting to get knocked around a little bit more than it did in the first half. And Wood River to throw it in. They'll lob it to the high post. And the ball kicked away again. Again, the teams that are in the girls' sub-district are in the same boys sub-district. That means Minden, Kearney Catholic, Centura, Gibbon, and Broken Bow. It looks like Broken Bow and Centura will be the play-in game. Gibbon will be the number one seed, and then Minden and Kearney Catholic will play as Rojas takes the 15-footer, no good. Offensive putback, no good, and then a foul called. That was Dylan Mayfield, and it looks like Minden's going to be called for another foul. And it's going to be on Jonathan Miller. That's his third, so he's going to come out, and Ekstrom is going to check in. Wood River ball underneath their own hoop yet again. Looking for Baugh. He's covered. Kick it out to Rojas in the right wing. Back into the corner and try to dump it inside to Renaud. It's knocked away. I think we've taken the ball out of bounds more here in the third quarter than we did in the first half. A lot of deflected passes as Minden continues to try to get the ball in the paint to either Renaud or Mayfield. They'll spread the floor a little more here. Baugh skips it over to Bossert, to Rojas, who dribbles it up top. Bounce pass backside goes to Mitch Muller. Muller steps in front, makes the steal. Just the fifth Wood River turnover of the game. 42-34 Wood River, 4:20 to go, third quarter. Minden ball starting to drive. Choquette tries to make a fancy pass and throws it 5 feet behind his teammate Adam DeLate. Good idea, but with the no-look pass, ends up a turnover. 10th turnover for Minden. So Wood River gives it away, and Minden gives it right back. Rojas with it across the timeline. Long lob pass over, and the three-pointer blocked out of bounds by DeLate. Renaud tried to take a three, and he even smiles a little bit as DeLate closed late for his second block shot. Still Wood River ball, though. They try to lob it inside, and Muller will take it away. Outlet pass into the front court, and it's thrown away. Boy, every time Minden does something defensively, they give it right back offensively without getting a shot. So we had a lot of scoring to start this third quarter, and it has slowed down because of some mistakes here over the last 90 seconds. And Wood River has the ball back, still on that nine-point lead. Rojas into the front court. Bossert's wide open underneath, but by the time they see him, it's too late. DeLate makes the steal, then it's poked out of bounds, but another Wood River turnover. Three straight for the Eagles, and Coach Boss says, that's enough, let's take a timeout. So timeout on the floor with 3:44 to go here in the third quarter of play. Wood River 42 and Minden 33. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Again, earlier tonight, the Minden girls put up 56 points in the first half and completed an undefeated regular season, 74-20, in their win over Wood River. Other girls' games tonight, Kearney Catholic 83-27 over Arcadia Loup City. Heartland beat Osceola in overtime. Waverly beat Hastings 69-48. Back to action, Minden fires a three. Nick Werner in and out, no good. Rebound by Ekstrom. He'll kick it out for another three that hits the front of the rim, no good. DeLate tries to grab the rebound, and it ends up in Ekstrom's hands again. Third try here for Minden as they once again hit the offensive boards. Werner, spin move on Rojas, gives it off to DeLate. Right side jumper from eight, no good. Tries to get his own rebound, and he does. Dan Bossert called for the foul. Bossert had the position, but he tripped and fell down back into DeLate, and Bossert with his first foul of the game, first foul of the half here on Wood River. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Dump it into the corner to Lovin. Lovin, Ekstrom, Choquette, DeLate, and Werner are on the floor for Minden. Right-hand corner, Werner back up top, Choquette. They clear it out for him. One-on-one on Bossert. Let's see if he starts to drive. No, just kind of dribbles around and gets rid of it. To Lovin. Lovin dribbles it off his foot. Picked up by Ekstrom. Ekstrom trying to gather the ball. Back over to Lovin in the corner. Werner drives baseline. Tries to get it to DeLate. It's kicked out of bounds again. And we have went over 2 minutes without a single point being scored by either team. Minden to throw it in the deep right corner to Werner. Try to get it out top to Lovin. Again, almost everything is being deflected. Nobody can get a clean catch, and Minden throws it away. Fifth turnover of the quarter. In for Wood River is Chris Loy. Muller back in for Minden. So Loy, Tanner Gideon, Baugh, Rojas, and Mayfield on the floor for Wood River. They've got the ball as they try to trap Rojas. Gets it to Mayfield, still in the front court. He'll come as he dribbled across to Martin, to Gideon, excuse me. Gideon out to Rojas, trying to spread the floor. Lob it to the left-hand corner. Baugh to Gideon for the three. Off the heel, no good. Backside rebound. Rojas is there again. Gives it on the elbow. Nothing for Mayfield to Rojas for three. He scores, and he is fouled. A chance for a four-point play. Jaime Rojas with his third three of the ball game, and finally somebody moves the scoreboard. And that's the seventh three of the game now for Wood River. The foul is on Jonas Lovin, his second. The fourth team foul. And the rare four-point play opportunity here for the Eagles. Rojas looking for point number 10. This is his first free throw attempt of the game, and it's good. And that makes it 46-33, the 13-point lead, the largest of the game for Wood River. Now Minden has to get off the schneid. Choquette comes. Nice wraparound pass to Muller. He'll score. Three players came on Choquette, and he was still able to make the pass to Mitch Muller. And it's 46-35. Minute 45 to go here in the third quarter of play. Wood River by 11. Gideon in the front court to midcourt. He'll kick it back to Rojas. Bounce pass up top. They telegraph the pass, but Mayfield does a good job of controlling it. To Rojas, back to Dillon from the free throw line. His jumper good. Barely even moved the net. Six of the quarter, 12 of the game for Dillon Mayfield. As Choquette brings it up top for the Whippets. Swings it over to Ekstrom. Lobs it down to Muller. Catch, shoot, score. On the assist from Ekstrom, Muller now has eight. 48-37. Minden scores, but Wood River scores every time they do. Fast break. Here's a kick out for a three. Bah, it's no good. Comes up short. Muller will bring down his fifth rebound. Can Minden get a score, cut into this lead a little bit with a minute to go here in the third quarter? It's Trevor Jacobson on the floor. High post, Muller. Back cut, nothing there. Ooh, a lazy pass almost taken away. They get it back to Muller. He'll hand it off to Choquette. Choquette dribbles around. They go for the steal, don't get it. Down on the low block. Muller will get it to Choquette. He'll put it up and score, and Minden will call a timeout. 8 points for Jacob Choquette. And we've got a timeout on the floor with 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It is Wood River 48, Minden 39. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help you out. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Wood River only had four players out there, so they shift Nate Baugh out there to give him five as they inbound it against full court pressure. Trouble getting it in, but Rojas gets open, and Renaud will throw it to him. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 48-39. 10-second count is on. Wood River in some trouble. They're not going to get it. And a timeout called by Wood River at the very last possible moment, and they're going to take a full-length timeout. So 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's 48-39. Wood River. We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wood River will get it in here after nearly finding a 10-second count. They'll dribble this right across with Rojas. Off a couple of screens, Rojas finally gets to the left wing. Back to Renaud, to Rojas, trying to play for the last shot of the quarter, it looks like. Dribbles to the right side of the key. He's got Muller on him. He could take him one-on-one, but doesn't recognize the matchup. They're playing for the last shot, 10 seconds to go. 8 seconds, Rojas looking for the pick and roll. Just takes a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound fought for. Muller has it, And will they get a shot away from half court? They do, but it's well off the mark, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. So not much transpired there in the third quarter. It was a 7-point game or an 8-point game at half. Now it's a 9-point game, 48-39 Wood River. And we head to the fourth quarter after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
We're ready to start the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits. Minden will get the basketball, trying to cut into this 9-point deficit to start the fourth, 48-39. Working around to Nick Werner against the man-to-man from Wood River. Werner covered up top by Rojas. Crossover, can't lose him. Gives it off to Jonathan Miller and right back to Choquette. Minden has only been to the line one time tonight. Meantime, Wood River 7 of 7 from the line, so a little bit of a discrepancy there. But a lot of outside shots taken by Minden, and sometimes they just get layups. Here is a fadeaway jumper by Werner. No good. He kind of lost his balance, and you could hear the crowd wanted to walk, but he kept the pivot foot. And the rebound brought down by Dylan Mayfield, his game-high 7th. As Wood River's being out-rebounded, but Mayfield has just about every single one that they do have. 7 of their 12, I think, in the game are his. Wood River basketball up top, Rojas. Rojas drives free throw line out to Baugh. Nate for 3, good. Nate Baugh with his 4th 3, 14 points in the ball game, and the lead right back out to 12, 51-39. 8 of 18 beyond the arc for Wood River, 5 of 12. For Minden in the game. Choquette looking for a pick and roll set up here with Muller. Two guys come on him. They get it to Mitch. He drives. Oh, they call the big fella for the charge. Dylan Mayfield takes the charge. Mitch Muller with his second personal foul, 15th foul. And the ball comes over to the Eagles. Wood River is led in scoring now by Nate Baugh after making that three. He's got 14. Dylan Mayfield, 12. Jaime Rojas, 10. Dan Bossert, 9, and those were all in the first half as Wood River breaks the press but throws it into the crowd. Over through the trailer, or the lead man, Nate Baugh, and out of bounds it goes. That's just the 8th turnover of the game for Wood River. Minden has 12. Wood River turned it over on 3 straight possessions in that third quarter, but other than that, they've been pretty clean tonight. Ekstrom has it for Minden. Gets it up to DeLate, tries to get it over to Choquette. The pass knocked out of bounds by Bossert. So Muller, DeLate, and then you've got Choquette, Jacobson, and Ekstrom, the 5 on the floor here for Minden. They get it into DeLate, looking in for Muller. He's fronted. They try to lob it to him. The pass is underthrown. Matt Renault makes the steal. Up the floor comes Rojas to Baugh. Down on the block, Bossert. Now he'll dribble out of there, and they'll set up the half court over to Rojas back to a man-to-man for Minden. They came out in zone in the third, try to confuse Wood River. Here's Rojas, deep left corner, 3, no good. Rebound ends up in the hands of Nate Baugh, and the shot underneath is good. And that is Matt Renault to get his 6th point of the basketball game. 53-39, and the lead at 14, the biggest of the game for Wood River. The late out, loving in. And Minden's offense, I guess kind of as it has been throughout the year, very sporadic. When they go in lulls, they are long lulls. And they're looking for their first points here in the fourth quarter, and we've played 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Bounce pass to Choquette through his hands, but then it deflected off the defender, Bossert. So a break for Minden. Back in for the Eagles is Chris Loy. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Coaches interviews, scores from around the area. Minden off the inbound. Lob it to the elbow to Lovin. Lovin holds it and just hands it off to Choquette. thinking about the long three and now decides no. Chris Loy on him, and we've got a foul down low as Muller was getting posted up. He is pushed by Renault. That'll be the first on Matt. Second team foul of the half. Minden ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane for Choquette to throw it in. Off the pick, they get it in the corner. Ekstrom fakes the three off Rojas and then passes it off. Probably should have been a walk that time. The Wood River fans wanted it. It doesn't matter. Minden still turns the basketball over for the 14th time in a game. Wood River just got to take care of the ball right now. As Baugh has it well out on the right side of the key. Jacobson all over him. Starts to drive. Throws it to the left elbow to Renault. Hands it back to Baugh. Off of the wing to Rojas. Uses the high pick and roll into the double team. The ball is knocked away, and it's going to go to Minden. They'll say that it was last touch by Mayfield as they kind of forced that ball inside, but Mayfield did catch it just when he turned to attack the hoop. It was knocked out of there. Jacobson has it for Minden. Back out top, Love an open three. Jonas off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Mayfield. No transition for Wood River that time as Minden got back on defense. Not near as much activity here in the second half as Rojas fires another three. It is long. Rebound grabbed by Trevor Jacobson. We had a total of 58 points in the first half, and we're not near on that pace here in the second half. 53-39. Down low, they get Jacobson, and he'll lay it up and in. It didn't want to go in, but it did catch the second side of the rim and drop. First points of the fourth quarter come at the 420 mark for Minden. They're down 53-41. Wood River into the corner. Renault, he tries the three. He hits the three. It'll be interesting to look back to see how often Wood River has scored after a Minden bucket. It's like every time Minden has scored in the second half, Wood River scores on the very next possession. Into Muller, he's fouled. Nate Baugh trying to help out down there, and that is not where he wants to be. First foul on Nate. And Muller will go to the line. He is 0 of 2 for the line, and that's been the only trip Minden has been to the line all night long. See if he can find a couple of points here. First free throw is too strong, no good. 56-41 Wood River, their biggest lead of the night. Here comes Martinez, Gideon, and Bossert in. Mayfield and Baugh will stay out there for the Eagles. Wood River looking for their 13th win of the season. They've got a rematch with Donovan Trumbull in Donovan tomorrow, and then their home finale, regular season finale against Kennesaw. Second free throw is good by Muller. He'll come out. DeLate is in. And for Minden, 1 week from tomorrow, they will host Broken Bow. Full court pressure by Minden, needing to force some turnovers, and Wood River throws it away, but it deflects into the hands of Gideon, and so they save the possession. Martinez up the floor, hits the trailer. Mayfield turns and hands it to Baugh. 3:40 to go, Wood River 56, Minden 42. Pick and roll, Bossert, the layup on the assist from Nate Baugh. First bucket of the second half for Dan Bossert, but he's got 11 in the game. Beautifully executed by the Eagles, and it's 58-42. Top of the circle with it, Nick Werner. Werner over on the wing. Gets it to Lovin. Tried to force it into DeLate. It's deflected, but right back to Lovin. Jonas picks his dribble up to the top of the circle, DeLate. Minden tries the back cut, but it's well covered, so DeLate drives, puts it off the glass, too strong. Rebound comes down to the Eagles, and Dylan Mayfield gets another one. Into the front court, Wood River looking to add to their lead. Gideon on the right wing. Fires it up top, and it's picked off. Nick Werner stole the basketball, and then he dropped it, and it goes out. So didn't get out of there cleanly with it. He thought maybe he could head to the other end, and in his haste, left the basketball behind. 2:54 remaining in the game, and Wood River, who was down 7-0 out of the gate, has turned it around and has totally controlled this second half. 58-42, Rojas. Working, drives, wraparound pass into the paint. No shot there for Loy. To Baugh, back over to Rojas. Now Loy, three-man triangle here on the left side. And Baugh says, let's reset it. Nate dribbles it back out between the circles. Gives it to Martinez on the left side of the key. Up top, they'll go to Bossert. To Baugh on the weak side, now on the right. A lot of clock killing going on now for Wood River. We're down to 2:20 to go in the game. Martinez up top. They'll go Lloyd. Doesn't even look at the shot. To Bossert. He will. Top of the key. Three. No good. And the rebound brought down by DeLate. That's the sixth of the ball game, but first of the half for Adam. Fast break. There's a backside bounce pass to Choquette, who tried to fire it back to Muller. His pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Whippets, but Minden has run out of time in this basketball game. They're going to drop their fifth in a row to fall to 8-14. And Wood River will have won six of their last eight. Here's a jumper DeLate from 12. Setting on the rim three times, no good. Bossert will grab the rebound. That's his first of the game. Up the floor, they'll go to Martinez. Damian stops, guarded out there by Miller. Swings it over to Bossert, just spreading the floor, using the clock, trying to get it inside on a back cut if they can. Here's Rojas, steps in between two defenders. It's deflected. It's out of bounds off of Minden. 1:36 remaining, 58-42 Wood River. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us as Wood River will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Bossert looking and comes out top. Rojas will run it down. Jaime, couple dribbles with the left hand, now goes behind the back and centers the ball over to Martinez. Tomorrow night, Pleasanton Loomis here on Classic Hits. Kearney, Lincoln Southwest on ESPN 1460 as John Miller steals the basketball. And as he tries to get the ball up the floor, a foul called on Wood River. Neither team in the bonus. So they'll take it out underneath. That is the first foul on Damian Martinez. Again, our girls' sub-district action next week will be the C1 at Kearney High, the D1 that'll be going on at Kearney Catholic with Fort Kearney Conference teams there. Overton, Wilcox, Hildreth, Axtell, Amherst, and Elm Creek. Timeout going to be called here. Wood River brings some new kids in. They want to set up a couple of plays, and with 1:19 to go in the basketball game, it's Wood River 58, Minden 42. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt. Best of luck to all the wrestlers as they get ready to go into districts tomorrow. Saturday afternoon, we'll have the finals of the D3 meet from Amherst here on Classic Hits at around 2. Right now, Minden ball underneath their own hoop. They try to get Werner free for a three. He's overplayed, so he drives. One-hand runner from 10, no good. Ball is tipped out by DeLake. Grabbed there for another three-pointer, no good by Miller. And pulled down by Chris Loy. Wood River has the basketball. They'll bring it into the front court here with Martinez. 1 minute to go. 58-42 Eagles. Gideon. Muller tried to tip it away. Gets it to Loy. Up top going for the steal. Miller got it. Miller one-on-one to the other end. He'll come in and score. And a timeout will be called here by Minden off the layup from Jonathan Miller. 48 seconds remain in the basketball game. It is 58-44 Wood River. We'll be right back.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Playing out the string, 48 seconds remain in our game. Wood River with the inbounds. Minden, I guess, is going to play the foul game, down 14 with 45 seconds to go. And that will be on Jacob Choquette. That is his second personal foul. It's just the sixth team foul, so we have to do it all over again. And Chris Loy to throw it in here for Wood River. Off a couple of screens, they'll get it in, and a quick foul will send Damian Martinez to the line. Now, Wood River has put in some different players, but most of them have seen action. So they're going to test them and see if they can make some free throws. The fourth on Jonathan Miller. Loy is out there. Nick DeVore is out there. Gideon, Martinez, and Jake Skeen. So the front end of the 1-1 now for Damian Martinez is good. His first point of the basketball game, 59-44. Second free throw now for the 5'10 junior. It's up, it's good. It's like everybody on the team is 5'10 at Wood River if you look at the program. All their guards are in at that. 60-44 at the other end. Ekstrom, left-hand corner, fires up the three. It is too strong, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by who? Looks like last touch by Minden. Give Chris Loy credit for the rebound. And it's Wood River basketball. And it'll be Gideon to throw it in. Backcourt pressure by Minden. And getting open will be Jake Skeen, and a foul. Skeen will get a chance to pick up some points at the free throw line. Mitch Muller, his third personal foul. 34 seconds remaining. And now we're waiting and subbing. And looks like Minden will start maybe to clear the bench here. Checking in Jonathan Miller, but for the first time, Josiah Lovin will come in, and Muller will check out. Waiting at the line is Jake Skeen. Jake, a chance to get his name in the score column, puts it up and in. Skeen will get the bonus. 61-44. Wood River. They were down four at the end of one. They were up eight at half. Up nine after three, and now up 17 as the second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Jonathan Miller. Pushes it up the floor in the corner. Ekstrom for three. It is good. And a timeout called by Minden as Ekstrom knocks down the three-point bucket. So with 25 seconds remaining in the game, it is 61-47 Wood River. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
As we come back to action, Wood River will get the ball in, and a foul will be called. So Damian Martinez gets to go to the line again and shoot the 1-1. Foul on Trevor Jacobson, his first, ninth team foul. And Damian hit two free throws just a minute ago, so he'll get a chance to add to that total right here. And the front end of the 1-1 by Martinez is good. Again, earlier tonight, Minden girls, no problem. 74-20 was the win. They had 56 in the first half, 22 points in her final home game for Jamie Kissinger. Second free throw up and in by Martinez. Coming in for Minden is Ryan Hauserman. 23 seconds remaining. And Wood River's going to put some pressure on in the backcourt, up 16, because Minden keeps calling timeouts and fouling. So up the floor with it is going to be Nick Werner. Werner kicks it into the corner to Hauserman. Hauserman trying to get a shot away. It comes up short, and then a foul with 13 seconds. Time to call the dogs off. This one's over, a 16-point lead. And Chris Loy, he's going to get a chance to go to the line. That's the 10th team foul. And two free throws coming up. As Hauserman committed the foul. 13 seconds to go. Moments away from the Misco Sports postgame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, Minden, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget the podcasts are up almost immediately after the ball game, free to listen to and download. Free throw by Loy, rattled out, no good. He'll have a second one coming. Checking in for Minden, Jaden Nielsen, as Lovin will come out. Again, Minden's final game home next Friday against Broken Bow. First meeting of the year with Bo. Didn't see him in the tournament. Second free throw. Good. So Loy picks up a point. 64-47. Up the floor. Here comes Werner. Lost the handle. Going to get a jump. Arrow points the way of Wood River with 7 seconds to go. And another sub coming into the game for Minden. This will be Brandon Hoban for the final few ticks. And all Wood River should have to do is get the ball in. Looking. They do get it in. Dribbling it around Martinez. They're trying to foul. The official finally has to blow the whistle. Call the jump ball. Fans are complaining in a 17-point game. And Minden just throws it in, and that's the ball game. So the last minute didn't go down like normal basketball does, but Wood River was able to get the job done here tonight on the road. And the Lou Platt Conference gets a win over the Southwest Conference again tonight. Gibbon beat Cozad earlier in the week, and tonight Wood River defeats Minden by a score of 64-47. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and all the final stats right after this on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back, everyone, to the C.L. Jones Gymnasium as we are ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, see them before the games begin, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports, taking care of our area schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so, making sure you've got the best equipment. No matter if you're playing basketball court, if you're on the baseball field, if you're on the football field, wherever you're at the wrestling mat, they can take care of you at Misco's. Here's a look at the final numbers. First off, for Minden, they had a total of 8 players score, but nobody got into double figures. Jacob Choquette had 8 points and 6 rebounds. Trevor Jacobson, 2 points, 1 rebound. Matt Ekstrom, 6 points on a couple of threes. He had 2 rebounds and a block. Nick Werner had a couple of threes, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Jonathan Miller, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Jonas Lovin coming back off injury, hit 1 3-point bucket for his 3. Adam DeLate, 8 points, a team high 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. And Mitch Muller led the team in scoring with 9 points, 6 rebounds in the game. 17 rebounds in the first half, just 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, Muller was the only guy that got to the line. He was 1 of 4. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in each half. Turnovers for Minden, 7 of the first half and 8 in the second half. Minden had 25 points at halftime. They scored 22 in the second half, and the Whippets finish with 47 points, 26 rebounds. 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 6 of 16 from three-point land. 3 block shots, 15 turnovers, but it's Minden's 5th straight loss to fall to 8-14. The Whippets will wrap up the regular season here at C.L. Jones next Friday against Broken Bow. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Wood River and talk to head coach Dave Baugh after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Now let's take a look at the final numbers for Wood River. Very good, even, balanced ball game from the 5 starters here tonight. They were all between 9 and 14 points. Led by Nate Baugh, shut out in the first quarter, but Baugh hit 4 threes, had 14 points and 2 rebounds. Jaime Rojas hit 3 threes, had 10 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Damian Martinez was 4 of 4 at the line for his 4 points, 1 rebound. Tanner Gideon, 2 points. Jake Skeen, 1 point. Chris Loy, 1.3 rebounds. Dylan Mayfield, 12 points, a game-high 9 rebounds. Matt Renault, 9 points. And Dan Bossert, 11 points. 9 of those were in the first half of play. He had 1 rebound. 7 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. So Wood River did out-rebound Minden in the second half, even though they were out-rebounded for the game. Free throws, exceptional. They were 7 of 7, 4 of 4 in the first half, 9 of 11 in the second half, 3-point shooting, 5 of 10 in the first half, 4 of 12 in the second half, turnovers for Wood River, 4 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Wood River had 33 points at halftime. They scored 31 in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 64 points, 19 rebounds, 13 out of 15 at the free throw line, 9 of 22 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 11 turnovers. Wood River is now 13-7. They have won 6 of their last 8 games, a 64-47 win over Minden, and they've got that big rematch tomorrow night at Donovan Trumbull, and then they will wrap up the regular season at home with Kennesaw a week from tomorrow. And we're pleased to be joined by the head coach, Dave Baugh. And coach, congratulations on a solid win. It took a little going after that first quarter, but really after the first quarter, you guys controlled this basketball game.
Yeah, we had a little time off. We're a little stagnant, as you could tell. We got to take our punches and deliver them. And I knew we'd probably come out a little slow, but that's just part of the game and your young kids and everything. We finished strong and played solid. I got some young people in the last quarter, the last 3 or 4 minutes there, so get some more experience for next year and build our depth and on our bench here coming into subs.
You shot the ball well, too. I mean, as far as three-pointers and free throws go, two very important statistics for your basketball team, and you shot them well tonight.
Yeah, it's key. If the clock stops, you want to score. It's huge. You know, we've been in situations where we get into foul trouble and put the other team on the line, and then they kill us. Some of the games that shouldn't be there, but they are. But tonight we did all right. We hit our free throws, and I'm proud of them for working hard and bouncing back from a slow start.
You talk about what Minden switched up from a man and went to a zone. It didn't seem to really affect you a whole lot, and then they went back to the man tonight.
They won. I saw them 3 games already, and they ran some man and some full court diamond and 1-3-1. We just kind of worked on the same way we did against Gibbon, because Gibbon's really got that 1-3-1 going for them. And and kind of use that same offense that we used that against them, and changed up a little bit, made some adjustments, and we got inside out looks. And the post did a good job. They got double, triple teamed a couple times. They did a good job kicking out to the guards and hitting the threes in. So I'm pretty pleased with that.
We're talking with Wood River coach Dave Baugh. Talk about how important it is to have the balance that you had tonight. Yeah, your starters get the majority of the points, but all five of them are between 9 and 14 points for you. Has that been the case most of the year? I mean, everybody wants that kind of balance.
Not every game, but the majority of them. We've had a few guys getting in the 20s. Jaime and Nate and Dan, I think, once or twice. But having that balance is key because they got to stop everybody. You know, whoever we're playing has to defend everybody. And if we could, you know, we got 5-6 guys that can score, you know, that is positive for us, obviously. So, yeah, it's huge. It's a huge advantage sometimes.
Most of the people around the conference, Dave, and I'm one of them, you know, keep talking about how maybe Wood River is the most improved team, and it's not because you've got 57,000 seniors on your ball club and maybe kind of picked the wrong year to be the most improved as deep as this Luplat conference is. Do you feel that your team has made the most improvement even through this year?
Well, I don't know if we're the single team that made the most improvement, but we have improved from last year. You know, one time I had three freshmen on the floor playing, and now they're sophomores, and one moved away, and we kind of miss him, but we had sophomores playing against juniors and seniors last year, and we just got a lot of good playing experience, and I got a group of kids right now that just love to play the game, and whenever they have free time, they're either playing pickup games or shooting, so. You know, it makes my job a lot easier if we get that. So, you know, but I don't know. You know, there's other teams that improved. I mean, Kearney Catholic was struggling for a while, and they came back towards the middle of the season and the end and played really hard. And Ord, you know, from last year, really improved this year. So, I mean, this is one of the toughest conferences, I think, in Central Nebraska. I mean, you know, just everybody solid every year. So, it's good to get back in the winning ways here at Wood River. It's been a long time since we've had a winning record. And we're trying to build that with the younger kids, and hopefully we can keep it going here in the next 5-6 years.
Well, you've guaranteed that you guys will have a winning record with at least 3 more basketball games, and I know you guys want to get a whole lot more of basketball games. Before we talk about tomorrow, though, it's nice to have guards that can shoot the ball, but I just like watching Dylan Mayfield play basketball. He's your senior that sees a lot of that is starting for you. You've only got him and Jake as far as seniors, but he seems to move well with or without the basketball, and kind of knows where he's supposed to be out there, and usually leads the team in rebounding, which he did again tonight.
Yeah, it's key. He's a couple games here, he's a rebounding machine, had 13, 14 rebounds, and you know, he's a good silent leader. You know, he just works hard and doesn't say much to anybody, but he's a great kid. He works hard in practice. You know, I can't ask for a better post, you know, and he's improved a lot from last year. He's got some solid moves, knocking down his free throws when he does get fouled. So, you know, I'm very pleased with our inside game along with Matt Renault. So,
tomorrow night, Donovan Trumbull, you had one of the quirkiest games of the year with them. Once you finally got it started, the referees don't show up, the backboard gets broke in that quarterfinals of the conference tournament, and this is a 68-60 ball game. What do you got to do to catch them tomorrow?
We got to control our turnovers. We had a spurt there in the third quarter. There was 4 or 5 possessions. We just turned it over, and they got layups. We didn't meet the passes. We just got to play every possession as if it's our last one, and be urgent, getting to the ball. I don't care if you're a post or a guard, you got to meet the pass. They're so athletic and so fast that they can deny the pass and tip it away, and they're gone. I mean, we can't keep up. So, we got to defend Burr, and the dribble penetration hurdles us a little bit. So we worked a little bit all the way through this week on different things that we can hopefully slow them down just a little bit and give us an opportunity in the fourth quarter.
And we're not far away from the postseason. The girls get it going next week. You've got Kennesaw next week. But I think you're in a sub-district that is definitely winnable for the Wood River Eagles. How do you approach that? I know you've got Adams Central, Central Catholic in there. St. Paul, kind of a rivalry. You never know if they're going to get hot shooting the ball. And then Central City is the other team. But just your thoughts, having a chance to maybe make it to a district final.
That'd be kind of neat. We've talked about it a little bit, and we're working for – you know, points right now, because we're barely, I can't remember what it was that right now. We're ahead of Adams Central, depending on wins and losses here. You know, come time to seed, you know, we want to be, you know, obviously two or three, you know. I think GICC's got it pretty sewn up for number one seed. So, you know, I mean, instead of in the last few years playing in the bunny bracket, you know, and it's a good accomplishment. You know, we always kind of reiterate that in every practice. You know, it's better to talk about PowerPoints than is just to get that one win.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids are believing in it, and the younger kids are starting to, you know, and it hopefully it'll feed off, and we'll have some continued success throughout the years here.
All right, Dave, congratulations on win number 13, and hopefully we'll see you deep into the postseason. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
That's Dave Baum, head coach, Wood River Eagles, and we'll wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, we've got a few scores we'll pass along to you and then wrap things up here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. The UNK men are going for their seventh straight win.